So the last time we talked, I had mentioned about the school principal. This is Maple Leaf Man, by the way, and welcome to my podcast about life in a small village in Ontario, Canada, and memories of childhood memories, things like that. The school I described last week had four rooms, and in between the bottom two rooms was the staircase, obviously, to the second story, and the principal's office was at the back. Wasn't a huge office, wasn't very deep, had beautiful windows that looked out, that would have been the west side. At that time, I still can't write very well. I mean, neatly, I can't write neatly. I should have been a doctor. I write so badly. Anyway, the principal, after I took that test, if you recall that I took the IQ test, and turns out that I was quite smart. And he decided that if I was going to be, you know, a top student, I should learn to print and write better. I think I was in grade five or six at the time. Anyway, he used to take me in there and I used to try and, you know, he'd show me, I don't know, how to write better. I never really could, so it wasn't a huge deal. It didn't keep up for very long. I think it was only two or three visits. But in that office, I think I remember telling you about this girl who was in grade 7 or 8. She must have been in grade 8 because she never carried on to the school that I went to in grade 7 and 8. Anyway, that school closed. That school stopped being a 7 and 8 school, and everybody was shipped off to another school. Actually, at one time, the whole building was a high school as well as a junior school. So grades 1 through 13 would have been all crammed into that four-room building. Of course, there would have been fewer people back then, but it had been a high school at one time in its history. And there were several one-room schools. I actually went to a one-room school for a week when my grandfather died in Montreal, and I went to school for a week. Actually, a one-room school, grade 1 to 8 in one room, so I can add that to my list of things that I've done. Anyway, this girl was sort of the village hottie. She was sexy, pretty, unusual in a small town like that, small village like that. Anyway, apparently, no, I didn't know this at the time, but it came out not too long after that. The principal would take her into the office and spend a fair bit of time with her in there, and she'd come out and her clothes would be disheveled, and I don't think she was upset about it. I can't think that she was upset about it, but perhaps she was. This went on for quite a while, I think. And the strange thing is that he left and another principal came in. I'm not sure if it was halfway through the year or if he left at the end of the year, but the inspector had the inspector's wife actually taught as a supply teacher, and she told everybody, every class that she taught, that we were never supposed to mention what had gone on in the principal's office, because obviously there were bad things going on, and with an underage girl, and it wasn't something that we were ever to talk about. And I still remember the teacher. She was very, very nice. She was my favorite supply teacher. And her husband was okay too, but obviously he was covering up something. Strangely enough, the third principal that I knew in that school, but the second male principal, came in and one Halloween he drove a Volkswagen actually, and they cut a tree off in front of the school. I cut a tree down, and they lifted up his. You can hear the noisy neighbors upstairs. Anyway, they lifted up his car and set it up on the tree trunk, unfortunately, and I think there was a bit of damage underneath. Later on, to make this whole episode more interesting, that principal went down to teach at another school. I believe, no, it may have been the same school. Anyway, he was involved, or he disciplined some girl, there was a village south of us, and he disciplined her by, I don't know, making her stay after school or giving her lines to write or something like that. Anyway, so she alleged that he had assaulted her, sexually assaulted her. He hadn't, by the way. And her brothers and father came in and beat him up, broke into his apartment and beat him up. And they all went to jail, as a matter of fact. So justice was served at that time, and she finally admitted that nothing had happened to her. And the principal stayed on, or, you know, his record was unbesmirched. Whereas the guy who was really doing something in his office with this girl, I laugh because it wasn't right. It was terrible, but it made sense to me, because every time I saw this girl, I thought, oh my God, she's just so hot. Obviously, the principal thought so too, but she would have been, what, 13, 14 years old? I mean, it was not a good scene at all. And I wonder what ever happened to her. She broke up with her boyfriend, who had been in the village. He lived just outside of it, and they were together for quite a while. And I remember one day she was wearing shorts, and I don't know, for some reason he slapped her on the butt and said, oh God, those shorts are so smooth, it feels like you're not wearing anything at all. That struck me. That's been with me. That line has been with me for, I don't know, 50 odd years, and it seemed like a strange thing to say. Obviously, he felt her when she had nothing on. And then after they broke up, he drove his car around and around and around in front of her house, squealing the tires, just racing around. And it got to be a regular thing. I mean, it was happening every day. He would just drive his car around and squeal, and obviously trying to get her attention. But he never did, and I'm not exactly sure what happened to him or what happened to her, but those are my memories of that particular situation. So even though it looks like a decent little town, some things are a decent little village, some things are not exactly as nice as they seem. Over and out. Thanks for listening, and that's about 15 minutes, maybe only 10 minutes, but I'll let you out early today. Thanks for listening. If you have comments, let me know. And nice comments or constructive comments are more helpful than, you suck. You know what I mean? Thanks very much. Maple Leaf Man, over and out.